But I have a metal roof on this house. This house has a metal roof on it.
I know, which is great.
Is that a good thing?
That's a very good thing.
What does that mean?
That means that you get a 20% discount on your policy.
That's real good.
It is.
Why would you do that for me?
Because it is a less likely to need to be replaced due to hail, due to you don't have any granule loss because there's no granules, so a lot less likely to need to be replaced. Now hail comes, yeah, like it's going to, and it hits your metal roof. Cosmetics is not covered. It used to be, but it's not anymore because insurance company have decided that the functionality and the protection of your home inside is more important than if you've got hail dents up there that are not hurting anything. Now, if the hail dent penetrates and breaks the metal, yeah, we're going to replace that. But if it's a hail dent on a metal roof,
get up with a big hammer,
right?
Just
get
kidding,
up there and
just
make
kidding.
Sure. No, I'm just kidding.
Make sure it goes all the way through. No,
yeah.
Well, I'll say this on the house I have right now, which I love the house I have right now, I'll be honest with you, just made a few changes, but it has the tile roof.
Tile roof, yeah.
And every house around me had a new roof on it, but mine.
Exactly.
Because mine had no damage at all. Zero.
Exactly.
You know, that's how good the tile roof was.
Right.
Because it's the real tile, not the fake, the real heavy, you know, so no damage, no leaks, no
right.
Nothing.
It's yeah.
Just, wow.
And that's a substantial discount.
And I'll
yeah.
Say this, getting a new roof is not a piece of cake, it's a pain in the rear.
It is.
You know, so. Good thing. So that's a good thing.
It
okay,
is.
So we've checked for the dogs, we've checked for the roof, we've checked the leaks, we've checked credit. Or did we check credit or not check credit?
No, we pull your insurance score.
Insurance score. And that means if I didn't have a... And when you say insurance score, let's make sure I'm telling the people the truth. If I make a whole lot of claims, my insurance score is going to be bad.
Absolutely. Very
that's why,
bad.
And I'll tell you,
now, roof claims
well,
don't count against
because
you.
Because that's... I can't control the weather.
That's an act of God.
But... My personal opinion, I have fairly high deductibles. When I say high, like $1,000 or stuff like that, that's not how low cars?
Cars are typically $500 to $1,000 deductible.
Oh, I do $1,000, I think. No, that's not true. We do $2,500 now.
On your cars?
Yeah, well, I think we do. Whatever it is, I know it's higher, and I'll tell you why. Because if it's not, the reason it is, I'm not going to make a claim. Because I don't want to have a ding on my insurance.
Right, exactly. And I tell people that if you have your cars paid off,
I don't know. Insurance, Claire does it. I think that would take care of insurance. She does. So, but I know we do higher deductibles because unless it's something major,
right.
I'm not going to make a claim.
Yeah, I tell people, you know, if you have your vehicles now, most lenders on an auto want you to they require you to have a $500 deductible.
Oh.
Now, if you have your cars paid off and you don't have anybody, you know, telling you that, then $1,000 or like $2,000 deductibles make your premiums way, way low. So that's if you can afford to come out of pocket with a windshield or something, you know, minor, then that's definitely the way to go because you're saving all kinds of money on your premiums. Now, on your home, typically on your home, you're going to have a 1% deductible.
Yeah.
We used to be able to give people a $500 or $1,000 deductible, but that has all went away. It's 1% or 2%. Now, I mean, if you want to have a cheaper premium, annual premium, then you can do a 2%. But just let me tell you, if on a $100,000 house, your deductible is going to be $2,000. So you're going to be paying for the first $2,000 of the incident. So if you have an $8,000 roof, you're getting to pay $2,000 of it.
Yeah, so you don't want to probably do that.
Yeah.
And see that.
$1,000 hurts, you know.
But you know what? And here's what I would, whether you're buying a house to talk to your realtor or you're buying insurance to talk to your insurance agent, sit down and say, okay, walk me through it. And Claire says to me on a deal on our phones. She goes, what are you doing? I said, give me my options.
Right.
And I did, and they gave me three options, and finally the third option was the very best option. She said, that was smart. I said, well, I'd want to know what the best deal for me is, because what might be the best deal for me is not the best deal for you.
Right.
So listen to all your options and pick what fits you, because we're not all the same.
Exactly.
And pick yours, but know what your options are.
Well, I always encourage everybody to get on, if we have hail come through.
We're going to.
Yes, and if we get on your roof and we discover that there's granule loss or hail or wind blown shingles, things like that, I always encourage everybody to get three roof bids. Now, are roofers all supposed to be the same?
They're
yeah,
not.
But they're not.
No, they're not.
So I always encourage everybody to stay local. Stay local.
100%.
100%. We've got vultures out there in Odessa right now in Midland. TDI, Texas Department of Insurance, have already told us that Midland and Odessa have already been infiltrated with bad people that are saying, hey, I can do it for a lot cheaper than this local guy, and I need half down. I need half the money for up front to pay for materials, and then they're gone. So they will take your money and leave. So just stay local. Stay with who you know and get three bids and just go with the one who you feel good about.
Well, I'm going to back up Liz 100% on this. You know, you heard the saying, what goes up must come down. I believe that. Well, you know what? A roof's going to leak. That's going to happen.
Sometimes, yeah.
Period. Sooner or later.
Sooner or later.
Okay. You get a new roof on, and guess what? The guy that came in that's from East, be it wherever, you know, he's gone. You know, we have some great roofers in San Angelo.
We do.
He's one of our local guys.
We do.
You know what? He's been here for a million years. Not a million years, but a long, long, long time.
Yeah.
You pick up the phone and say, hey. And we mow most of our buddies here in town by the first name. Say,
right.
Hey, guess what? It's got a little leak. They get over there and fix it.
Yeah. And
no,
they're
going to
be here,
yes,
if it needs addressing after. You know, they put this whole new roof on for you, and they're still here 2 weeks later when you say, hey, you know, could you check this or this?
Yes. 100. I agree 1,000,000% with Liz. All right. Did we get everything covered on my interview?
Yeah.
I gotta be.
Yeah, I've got everything.
I was listening to Liz on the phone, actually, to be honest with you, but she was asking, "What kind of dog do you have?" And I thought, "Why does she care if they have a dog?" But you were telling me, explaining. Mm-hmm. I thought that was a pretty good question.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I never thought about it.
Yeah. Unfortunately, your little fur baby is going to cost you a little extra if you have the wrong ones.
Yeah. So, but anyway,
I'm not saying the wrong ones. I mean,
a swimming pool.
Yeah.
I actually had one house one time with one pool, and you know what? It was a great deal for one time, long time ago, but I never want another one.
Well, and also pool is not really that much of a surcharge, but if you have a diving board or a slide,
yeah,
you're getting charged more on your insurance.
Literally, the last house we sold, the people literally, because of the insurance, took the diving board off.
Sometimes.
Just for
to save money, yeah.
But actually, we had a partner, and we actually owned some apartments for a little bit. And that pool just about killed us. By the time we had to put the fence around it and all the stuff we had to do, because of the insurance, the liability, mm-hmm, and everything with it. So anyway, but you know, pools are beautiful too.
I love them.
The ambiance of them to sit around.
Love them.
The best thing in the world is right now, so I'm going to miss this, is both my neighbors have pools beside me. Those are the best pools in the world.
You have to walk across the greens.
That's the best pool you can have is your neighbor's. It's kind of like a boat. The best boat you can have is your neighbor, your best friend's boat. But anyway, okay, did we cover everything? Did I get it?
Yeah, I think so. Well, if anybody has any questions, they can always, always call me on my cell phone, which is 469-450-8800.
Okay, now we need to get some plugs in here. You said something about bundling and all that. I know we hear that on the TV all the time now. So you said your cars and your boats and your other toys.
Absolutely.
So if you do that, why would we do that?
Well, you get a discount on your home insurance if you have your autos with us, and then you get a bigger discount if you have an RV with us, and then you get a bigger discount if you have a boat with us. So, and then you get a discount on your autos if you have your home with us. So all in all, if you bring everything together, there is a approximately 25% discount on a bundle rate.
There you go. You heard it. I hope we gave you some good information. We appreciate you listening. We'll catch you next Sunday.